This is so cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday girl.
Hey, I know her.
Yeah.
This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it.
What's up, you beauties? Welcome back. What?
Beutes?
What's up, you beauts? Bunch of beauties. That's not you. Don't say you. It's cool. And it's a cool thing to say to open up the episode. It is.
I get, yeah. Okay. Okay, man, sure.
It was
sorry.
Sweet.
Ignore yeah. them. Welcome back, you beauties.
He's being sweet.
You big old beauties. It's good to see you again. I want to let you know that there's brand new merch that just came out today. It's called Cody's Run Club. It's kind of, it's more like running themed. And even though there's running shorts.
Yep.
Actually.
I'm excited for those.
Yes.
I got some Quadzillas and I can't wait to get into those.
They are short.
Quadzilla. Yeah.
They are short.
That's what I like.
They were like I went to do the merch shoot and they handed them to me and I was like, I don't think I'm comfortable putting these on.
Really?
Ben was like, oh, you've got to, man. You've got to put them on. That's not, I'm not trying to be mean, Ben. That's just like, you know, that's his accent.
Yeah.
You've got to, and he's like very cool British guy. So like, you've got to, man. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, you convinced me. I guess I have to. And I put those suckers on and I felt very self-conscious for
yeah.
the whole shoot.
Well, do you
and
normally.
And they're like, then run up and down my thighs. Like, it's just
oh
like,
God, do you normally feel self-conscious during a merch shoot?
Because
when
no.
I was doing my merch shoot, like, I don't think I've ever been more uncomfortable in my life.
Really?
Yeah, the whole time I was like, this is what I was posing like.
I definitely started that way, and I feel like you get more used to it.
They also, yeah, I was just nervous the whole entire time.
Even this in the beginning, like doing a podcast where people like are sitting on set watching you.
Yeah.
That used to really freak me out. Now
really?
Really? Yeah.
That doesn't really bother me. It feels like it's kind of nice, I feel like. Hey, guys, by the way, I'm here.
I'm joined by my beauty of a wife, Kelsey.
Any other beauties?
Yeah, it feels like everybody's
and I'm also
beauty
joined
these days.
By two other beauties over here.
Aww.
Kenny, Ryan. And we got two other beauties right here. We got Zach, we got Jesse. Yeah. Off
so
camera,
sweet.
Off mic.
But they're beauties.
Total beauties.
But everyone is here. Everyone in here is a beauty, and you are beautiful.
Wow. Thank you. Sorry, guys. I am
you guys
beautiful.
Are not.
Oh, fuck, man.
Anyways, new merch, Cody's Run Club, co-official.com if you want to get some. And maybe we can put up a picture of all the items right now.
Right.
Look at those items.
Whoa.
Those
wait,
are
where
like
are they?
Good items.
Are they over here?
Reach
they
out.
Here?
You can touch them.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, my God. Short shorts.
I like how you both. That was the default for both of you.
Yeah, so thank you. I appreciate it. And now on to the episode. What do you want to talk about?
I'm not wearing my wedding ring.
Okay.
I feel like I keep having to get into it. Gotta keep.
We've been
starting.
Fighting a lot, and
stop.
She's not
no,
wearing it anymore,
guys. It was an accident. I left the house in a rush,
sure.
But it doesn't mean anything.
Sure.
I do.
It's
you
like
just
the fifth
know.
Day in a row that you've been in a rush and forgotten it.
I miss weird. It.
For the true TMG Studios fans, they're gonna know Kelsey is pulling an all. Dayer today
mm-hmm. yeah.
because she just recorded Brooke and Connor
mm-hmm.
2 hours or an
yes.
hour ago.
Putting in, this is a shift right now.
You know, I will. I'm doing it for you.
Thank you.
Because you know, this is your.
I appreciate that. You also have fun.
Obviously, I'm not saying I was like miserable the whole time, and I was like, "This is for Cody." But I'm just saying, like,
two more days of no wedding ring after this. Yeah.
No, I just like I want to see your business thrive.
Thanks.
And people love me. I'm just kidding, but no, and I just and so I wanted to be there to help Connor, whom I love, and help you, who I'm in love with.
How was the episode? Because I was upstairs. I heard you guys were...
Good. We were laughing. Geek.
I know. I yeah. heard it. I was like, pressure's on. I got to make sure Insanely Chill is just as funny.
Yeah. We got into some good stuff.
What'd you guys talk about?
Well, you'll have to go check it out. And then the Close Friends episode was even better.
Ooh.
Yeah. So go check it out.
Kelsey's doing the equivalent of an Ironman for podcasting.
That's
she is
so
true.
True.
It's a triathlon. It really yeah. is.
afterwards she's going to run through and you're going to put a medal and she's going to go.
Hey, do we have any trophies or medals I can give her at the end of
that? Yeah, I would love
you can have
congrats.
The golden pineapple
yeah.
on the
yeah,
shelf.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That can be yours.
Perfect. As long Although as it's not the turtle.
Yeah, that or the gum, the teeth thing.
Gubber.
Are they real teeth?
It's human teeth.
No. Why are you guys doing that? Why is there a taxidermy turtle and real human teeth? It's so
teeth
weird.
Were a gift.
We're sick fucks like that.
Sick
you know?
And twisted.
No, the teeth, gubber was a gift.
What is gubber?
That's the little guy right there, gubber.
His name is gubber?
Yeah, we didn't name it. It was gifted to us
Who
with that name.
Who gave it to you?
Will Angus.
Okay. I'll let it go. I'll let it slide.
What?
And Liam.
Sorry. Liam. But yeah, Will. Yeah. And Liam.
And then the taxidermy turtle is from our Etsy video that Cody and I did together years ago.
These all have like.
I'm glad the liquid death hand candle has finally found a home.
Yeah.
I was trying to rehome those for about 2.5 years and they were just sitting in the box in our closet. Do you still want these?
Here's the thing.
And he was like, yes, I'm going to give them to my friends.
Here's the thing. I'm horrible at gifts, right? Like and I think that means
that. You're horrible at gifts.
What?
You're not horrible at gifts.
Well,
as someone who's been on the receiving end, I think you're quite good.
No. Okay. I'm talking more about like for you, it's like, I put a lot of thought into it, right?
Yeah.
But there are some people that are just naturally so good at like caring about others.
Yeah, that's true. It's harder for him.
Usually our wives.
When I think, yes, exactly. And when I think about people like that, in terms of my friends, I think about Marcus, right?
Yes.
He's very selfless.
I'm a good gift giver.
He's a very selfless, caring guy.
Do you think
guy.
I'm a good gift giver?
Yes, I think you're a fantastic gift giver. But
thank you.
But I'm talking about like,
Marcus.
But you know, me and you suffer from the same thing. Where if we're on a trip, every time Marcus comes back from any sort of trip, he has a gift for me. Last time he went to, literally, you know, he got back from Hawaii like 2 weeks ago. He bought me a little spam cookbook. It's always the perfect, tastefully sized gift. This thing was probably $5, but he knows I love spam. So he got me this little spam cookbook. I'm like, and this is something you can only really get in Hawaii because they care a lot about spam.
We got him candies from Australia. We still have to give them to him.
That's what I'm. We suck at this. That's what I'm saying.
We haven't seen him. We haven't seen him.
But I guarantee when we do see him, we're going to forget to get him.
I'm not going to forget.
But what did we get for him last time that we forgot for a while?
Huckleberry toffee.
Same thing. We saw those. We said, these are perfect.
You didn't unpack your fucking suitcase.
This all factors in the fact that we're bad at this. Right?
Don't rope me into this because you forget to give Marcus a gift.
Do you feel pressure when a friend of yours is really good at giving gifts to then reciprocate at that level that they're giving
you
gifts?
Well, no, it's not pressure. I aspire to be as good. Like, I really think about it a lot now. And, like, for Devin's birthday, Marcus and I got him a USB stick full of music, right? But it was like, Marcus was there, so it doesn't really seem like my gift.
Right,
that's a great gift.
Yeah, he's like a budding DJ, but he's like too lazy to find music.
Well, without
so
context, it's just such a funny like. Nah, I put like music on.
Yeah,
we
just like
stick.
Got him a mixtape. Like,
yeah,
like flick the stick out.
Like it's fucking 1990.
Sweet.
Yeah, we put together 12 songs that
reminded
made
us of you.
Yeah. So, anyways, these Liquid Death candles came out, and I was like, this would be the perfect gift for Marcus and for Matt, I think.
Yeah.
And then I bought 3, and then one went on the set, and the other 2 stayed in the closet for 2 years or something.
Like
since they came out.
So
and I just
long.
Gave them.
Yeah.
To Matt and Marcus.
They moved like with us. When we moved, the candles moved with us, and we have like an organizer, and she's the best, and like she came multiple times, and every time was like. Still have the candle boxes. And I'm like, yeah, I know. This isn't me. Like, she's like, can we get rid of these? You haven't done anything since the last time I was here, which was like 8 months ago. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Cody wants to keep those to give to his friends. And now he did. And Marcus did text and was like, this is awesome. Like, remember he like sent a picture
of
it?
He did.
Yeah.
And I'm actually.
Yeah. And that
made
it all worth it.
Yeah,
it did make it all worth it.
Let's
yeah,
go.
It was worth it. But they're out of my sight now. So. Every time I see one, though, I kind of
flashback.
Yeah, yeah.
And the yeah, it's just tough, you know. It's just tough.
Which
gifting?
Yeah, I think I'm a good gift giver for people's like birthdays and stuff in general.
You're a very good. You know you're good at like selecting the right thing. And you're good at like picking out things with sentimental value.
Why aren't you just saying
value?
I'm a good gift giver? It's like really weird.
You are a good gift giver.
Yeah, but you're like, you're good at picking out certain things.
I think that...
I wouldn't say you're a good gift giver. I would just say you're good at selecting things that are kind of good occasionally.
But like, there are different versions of a good gift giver. That's all I'm saying.
Odie, just say she's a good gift giver.
No, like, but, I'm obviously okay. Like literally dying for you to say that. Like, I'm a good gift giver, right? I'm a good gift giver, right? Good gift.
I'm
like,
saying there are people that, okay, if a person gets you a lot of gifts, but they're not good, are they a good gift giver? Not to say that's you, but I'm saying.
I don't think
good quantities of gifts.
First of all, I think.
No, you are a good gift giver, but I'm trying to give you a compliment. I'm trying to say you're good at picking out things with sentimental value. And that's also what you've taught me how to do is like place sentimental value on things. That's why I like everything on this thing, because it's a little bit of meaning attached to everything.
Kelsey's thoughtful.
Yeah.
She's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Thank
exactly.
you, Ryan.
I was drifting through my life before with no sentimental value attached to anything because I'm like, I don't need it.
And now
emotions, like, they tie you down.
You
but
know
now
what's
I'm
funny?
Like, I like my favorite tattoos are the ones that mean something.
I do think you've become more emotional. And it's funny because I was watching your last Cody Trains video. And at the end, you're like, bye, love you guys. Like, and you just like said, love you guys. And I was like, aw, because at the end of your videos, you used to be like, love you. Do I? You know? You used to be such a little fuck boy. You did. You'd be like, I love you. Do I?
That wasn't that one. That,
yeah,
that wasn't that long ago that I was.
Yeah, but you would do it before me too, you know?
Yeah,
can we see that? Can we see a little bit of that?
I was a piece of shit. No.
No, he was like a hottie. And like, you know, everybody thought he was hot and funny. No. I secured him, so I'm proud of myself for that. But you did used to go, I love you, do I? And now you're...
I love you, do I?
And now you're kind of just like, bye, guys, love you. And it's so sweet. It's so sweet.
I'm lame.
You're not, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's sweet and you actually have emotions now and you're a sweet, loving, wonderful man.
Oh,
and you've
you.
Grown a lot.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Just say I'm lame.
You're not fucking lame.
Yeah, no.
No, but I'm, no, wait, not. Did you watch? You watched? No. Yeah, see?
No, you're so cool. No, not the loser.
Yeah, real cool, man. So you watched the last Cody Trains video?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Thank you. That really means a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I didn't think you watched those.
I like your Cody Trains videos. I love all your videos, but the Cody Trains ones are just fun. I like vlogs. I think vlogs are just fun to watch in general.
Yeah.
So I like watching yours.
Yeah.
You but it's funny because I live videos. Them.
What?
Hmm? I watch them. I don't watch them. But sometimes it's like I feel it's the same with like the TMG podcast. Like I tried to listen to it one time and I felt like I was accidentally listening to a phone call with like one of your friends and I wasn't supposed to be listening. Like it felt
true.
Like I picked up your phone and like accidentally was looking at your text and was like, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. You know, like
if I walked in the room and you were watching the TMG podcast, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like
turn that shit off.
I was listening to it like for a second and I was like, no, I'm actually fine. I think like, so
turn that shit off. Right
I
now.
Was just scared. I was going to hear something I didn't want to hear, you know?
That is true.
And so I feel like sometimes with your videos, it's kind of the same. Even though it's not like you, it's usually just you.
Yeah.
Like it's not like you having a conversation with someone else. So I feel like I'm not like eavesdropping as much. It's more just like I feel like it's like your thing and I don't want to like impose.
Yeah.
But like you don't watch my videos either. It's true.
I think we got to a point where we stopped watching each other's
for sure.
stuff. Like I don't know, a year into living with each other.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, this is our life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I'm going to go on YouTube and watch my real life.
Right.
You know?
Watch the dinner that we ate together.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I don't need to listen to you have a conversation. I can have a conversation with you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, we're having salmon.
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oof. Oh, we had salmon yesterday.
We are salmoned out in the
I'm
household.
Not.
I know, I'm sorry. It's just like we've eaten too much salmon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we have a little bit, but to me it's you can never have too much.
I think to most people you can have too much.
Especially
and then you get
doctors.
Sick.
I think you can't have too much. Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
I think
actually,
medically
mercury poisoning. Yeah, you can definitely have too much. Yeah.
It's true.
We just got a grill, and so I want to grill the salmon.
Yes. Cody is learning how to use the grill.
Just a regular grill, like a normal
just
grill.
A normal one.
See, Cody's very
smoker,
skilled.
But...
He's very skilled in the smoker world, and I feel like the grill's almost too simple for him.
Thanks.
No, it's just like Sorry, I thought he was drinking a White Claw.
Oh my God, that does look like it.
It's a Celsius, right? Yeah, but
Zach's,
I thought it was a White Claw.
Zach's
like,
just like fucking...
It's like, God, he really hates doing this. Oh, Kelsey's going to be in today? Okay, White Claw it is. Get me through this episode.
Just fucking hammered over there.
Just cannot burping. Do this shit sober.
Burping into the mic. Hiccups. Who's hiccuping? Is that, who the fuck is that?
No, you got to get a Blackstone.
I want to get a Blackstone. I heard they're really hard.
So they're once you get the hang of it, they're much easier.
They're hard, but they're harder than they look.
They're harder than they look, for sure. I started something called Ryan's Breakfast, where I invite all my friends over on Sunday mornings, like once a month.
Our invites must have gotten lost
weird.
In the
I didn't
mail.
Hear about
yeah, that's weird.
I thought about inviting you guys.
Ryan's Breakfast.
Oh, you thought about it.
Where you
cool.
invite
Sunday morning,
your friends.
So
usually, oh, it's the
no,
thought that counts, right?
You guys live further away than you used to.
Who the fuck cares?
That's our problem.
That's our problem.
Let us deal with that.
Okay, fine. Next time, I will invite you. And okay.
Does that mean like the email invite takes longer? Like, is it you didn't send it because it's just like it's too far?
Yeah, it takes a
it's
long
like
time.
It's like you
get
lost
there,
in the
like,
different pipes.
Who knows where it would have ended up?
That's so true.
I'm like a 3-minute drive away from you, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the deal with
okay,
that is.
Okay, it was my first one, so I wanted to. Like,
I totally
start
get that.
Small.
Yeah.
Maybe I enjoy breakfast too.
You
know,
do.
Maybe
Kenny's
I have.
Kenny's hurt. Yeah. Now you've
I'm
hurt
sorry.
Kenny.
I should not have brought this up. But
anyway.
Blackstones are great for like hosting little backyard. And
so do you have one?
Yeah.
I just want to know what a Blackstone was in comparison to a normal grill. What is it?
A Blackstone, Ryan, you're
just
a professional.
Just a flat top like you would see at
Benihana's like a hibachi.
Or something.
Oh,
but
it's
like a smaller version. You know, those are big, huge ones. This is like grill sized. You put it on your patio just like you would a grill. Mm-hmm. Hooks up propane. You get the little spatulas like they have
do
at Benihana.
Do you do that
when
your friends come over? Like put a shrimp in one of their mouths?
No, I can't do that. Like flip it and like...
You know, you like they put the thing on the thing and then they smack it and it goes...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
You like do the onion flame tower
or the
whatever?
Volcano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just worried about cooking
that.
On it right now.
Yeah.
And then I'll get to the advanced stuff.
Yeah. Once you learn that, then we'll come over.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a TikTok and this girl was like, I got a Blackstone. Like, help me. Like, let's cook on it for the first time together. And like, it was like way harder for her than she thought it was going to be. And all of the comments were like, throw it away. Like, get rid of it. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
why?
Being so mean because she like, you know, like couldn't figure it out the first time. And everyone's like, get rid of that thing. Like, it's so mean. And then like she posted another video that was like, I'm just learning. Like, I'm getting better. Like, it was so bizarre. Everyone like just like this lady in her backyard that's like, hey, aww. I got this gift. And everyone was like, toss that thing in the trash. You suck at that.
Kill yourself.
It was so it was mean. But
be
that's
nicer
why,
on the internet. Is
how
just
about that?
General.
Like, seriously. treat people with kindness. We saw Harry Styles. We saw Harry Styles.
We saw Harry Styles.
Say more.
What? Well, say more. Are you a fan?
Huge.
Jesse's a number one fan.
Well, you know what's crazy about the Harry Styles concert?
When you guys said, I might have misunderstood. When you guys said you saw Harry Styles, you just mean like you went to a concert.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you hung out with Harry Styles.
No, we went to a concert with about 100,000 20-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, dude.
They're probably I would say 20 to 28.
And by the way, I'm not saying this in a way where it's like, because like dudes used to say like at our shows, at TMG shows, they'd be pieces of shit about like, oh, no guys here, you know? But like literally we would go to the bathroom and it was empty at the stadium. Empty. Like this is a 100,000 person stadium. And with trough urinals lining the walls because there's normally, you know, 1,000 guys trying to take a piss at the same time. Not a soul in there. It was the most peaceful piss I've ever taken in my life.
Yeah. See, like
it was a great show.
It was a great show. I do think that there are certain people that like thrive off of obsessions, and there are certain people who like don't. I don't know. I don't know that it's universally a thing. Like, did you ever have a celebrity crush? And were you ever like obsessed with a celebrity?
No.
I don't think I was either. Like, I really like Taylor Swift, but I can like take a step back and be like, you guys are fucking insane.
What about
like
Play?
I don't think about her every day. I was obsessed with Play, but I was like a kid.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
But I was obsessed with them. Thank you for bringing that up. I was obsessed with them 100%. I can tell you pretty much anything about them still. But then they broke up and
yeah.
I still follow one of them on Instagram. She's living quite possibly the most normal life I've ever seen anyone live.
Hmm.
And it's awesome. Anna.
But yes, the show was amazing. It really was. Sorry.
Sorry,
it was
married.
A great concert.
It was great.
With a lot of people.
A lot of people. And, you know, Harry, he knows how to work the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, we were in the nosebleeds.
For sure. I mean, honestly,
couldn't really see anything.
Couldn't see much.
Also, I literally couldn't see anything because I had my shitty glasses on. So I like couldn't see.
These fucking glasses, honestly.
But I heard it. It
you
sounded really
wearing
good.
Those shitty glasses when you have glasses that let you see.
No, wait. The new ones that I got weren't the right prescription for some reason.
But did you have other ones?
You had the other ones. You
no, but also those, they're all like blurry. When your vision's that bad, like glasses just like don't work.
Oh, I thought the one that the doctor gave you, you could see.
I was wearing those. I brought those. I was wearing them at some points and still couldn't see the stage.
Damn. Well, now you can see everything.
Yeah. Now it's nothing to worry about, but I did feel bad. You couldn't really. He kept looking at me like this.
What's going on?
Is Harry there?
Yeah.
Is that him?
Is that him up there?
Yeah.
He was. Yeah, but
why am I talking in that voice?
Because you're a nerd with glasses.
Yeah. He does do this. No. He does that. He does that with glasses.
I do. You have to.
No, he's like this.
They fall down.
Every time.
Hey, babe, is that Harry?
I'm like, do it better. Stop doing the one finger poke up.
He did play. Oh, you know you're beautiful. You don't know you. The classic.
That's what
One
makes
Direction
you beautiful.
Song.
Yeah, but like also
and that was pretty sick.
That was that your favorite song that he sang?
Yeah. No. You're so golden.
You like that one?
I like that one.
Yeah, that
did
was
he play
good,
Sign
a good
of the
song.
Times?
Yes, which I mean is one of the most wonderful songs. I'm sure you would agree.
Can we?
It is a that is like such a beautiful song. But you know what makes me sad is like when you have a favorite part of a song. And you're so excited. I mean, we talked about this with the Kendrick Lamar concert that one time.
Yeah.
But like, you're so excited to see one part of that song and they don't sing it. Like,
or they don't sing it in the same melody as when it's recorded.
When
they like harmonize instead of just hitting the fucking note
recorded. That doesn't bother me as much. But what bothers me is like, let's actually not have the crowd do this one. I'm actually fine with the crowd work. Like, I don't really want to hear the crowd sing. And I want to hear him go, we got you, that part, sing it.
And he didn't sing it?
No, he just kind of like skipped around
and
for a second.
And the crowd sang it.
Yeah. But then, you know what else fucking drove me insane? I have been waiting to hear this man go, holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. Yeah. Like when I hear that in the recording, like I do feel a little heart flutter. Just, I feel like this, ooh, God, Harry's singing, you know? Didn't sing it. He didn't sing it. He said, I'm going to start the song. And then the first fucking note, and he goes like this. And I was like, you can't just sing the first note of the fucking song. I'm like this.
That's awesome.
He's about to do it. And he goes like this.
You know what's great is those mics are so directional that doing this, literally, you could not do less. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like this, like. Did you hear that? No. No fucking way.
No, I was like, okay. I get
is
like.
Is that why we listened to that song the entire way here?
That's not true. You're
holding up her bare ring finger.
Holding me back.
Marriage is holding me back.
I just like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I get the sign of the times one, like he's like belting out for like a long time before that part. Like, he does an amazing job singing that song. But with like the first line of the fucking song that's like your hit single, like, just sing it, Harry, sweetheart. Okay?
If you're watching.
Sing it.
For next time, Hair Bear. Why don't you sing the lyric, okay?
I was like really excited about that. Maybe I just get too like hyper-focused on one thing that I want to hear.
Yeah.
But it's not that hard because all of these things that I'm hyper-focused on, it's like Kendrick Lamar could have just sang the verse of like his most popular song ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Harry Styles could have sang the first two lines of the song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm not asking for much here.
Yeah, just some notes. There's some notes for next time.
Just some notes, guys. Okay,
team,
Kendrick.
Harry's team.
Harry.
I know Harry's probably not watching, but team.
Team.
I'm sure some of y'all are crawling the web looking for feedback.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hi, guys.
Sing
actually,
that fucking lyric.
What's up?
Yeah.
Actually, hey, can you guys, is there any feedback for Taylor on the upcoming tour? Like, hey, let's make sure we do this.
No.
Okay.
I feel like that, I actually know for a fact, maybe with like Kendrick Lamar and Harry Styles, like it's not that big of a deal. I do think like if I think too much about the Taylor Swift concert, I will end up like way more disappointed than I need to be. And I'd rather just enjoy it.
And we're going to Taylor Swift, we're going to Drake.
Yes.
What else are we going to?
I am so excited. So people like don't really know this, but I really, really love Drake.
Yeah.
Like I think one side of my brain is Taylor Swift and one side of my brain is Drake. And they came together to make me. And that's how I'm so fun and awesome.
Yeah.
And so they're right here.
Who knew?
Take up the two spaces for music in my brain.
Who knew we were such concert heads?
Yeah, we're like live music junkies.
Yeah, we kind of are. We're like
injected into my veins.
We're like dead heads, but with Drake.
Kelsey's hitting the 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, seriously, you good?
Hallucination moment.
Delusional.
Injected into my veins.
I haven't talked to this many people.
Sing the lyric, Harry.
I'm like really just on another planet at this exact moment. I wish I was drinking a White Claw. I feel like I did.
Yeah. Takes a full case.
It's my last one, bitch.
It's a 12-pack, but it's just filled with empty cans. Yeah. He's like, I don't think there's any left in there. I've been slugging these all morning.
No, but I've never seen Drake live, and I've always wanted to see him live. And he's coming to L.A. in August, and so we're going to go.
Yeah, and I'm pretty excited for that. You know what's funny is leaving Harry Styles.
Not funny at all.
Wembley Stadium?
Not funny even. Not so even like, kind of funny.
It's like the tube, you know, the London tube. The tube station. The tube.
It's the tube.
The tube. You know, it's like you're supposed to say Melbourne instead of Melbourne. You know, you're supposed to say tube.
It's the tube.
The tube.
The tube
station, like the station, like points right. It's like a gigantic sidewalk right to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So on the way out, you're like walking down the stairs, and it's like a zombie apocalypse. It was just 100,000 people trying to get into the station to get on the train. And then they're doing traffic stops to like do traffic control or whatever, congestion control.
Yeah.
So there's like a bunch of cops like standing there keeping the people back. Like girlies. In a zombie movie when people are like waiting at the fence, like trying to get
and
on the last helicopter.
A bunch of girls in feather boas like this.
Just let us go. And they're like, stay back. And we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then we're in front of that and they let them all go. And there's this wave of like 1,000 or 10,000 girls
running.
Running. It was so scary.
It was really scary. And then we had to get on the tube with
the tube.
It's just so, you know, it makes it like this. I don't know.
The pube.
I was going to say that before. I was going to say the pube.
See?
Yeah.
We are on the same page.
But yeah, so then we had to go through the tube station.
Yeah.
And get on. It was fine, but it was a lot.
And let me tell you what else.
It was a lot.
Let me tell you what else I like. Actually, let's talk about the wedding. The wedding was fucking awesome.
Yes, we went to my best friend Ryan's wedding.
Yeah, it was down in
oh my God, thank you.
Oh my God, Ryan.
Best friend.
I guess I just love Ryan's.
No, this Ryan would invite us to his breakfast.
Okay.
That's true.
Fuck.
And his wedding.
And his wedding.
Okay.
So
that invite was supposed to get there. Long story.
Damn, dude. Drill yourself in the Blackstone, buddy.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, yeah, we're in Surrey or like Epsom.
Yeah, which
Epsom.
Is in Surrey, I
yes.
believe.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Picturesque.
That's where Ryan's wife now is from. So that's why we were out there. Because he's my best friend from like high school. So yeah. I think people didn't know that.
And the wedding was at this old country club called the Royal Automobile Club. And it was stunningly beautiful.
So beautiful.
But I posted a picture and I got roasted for my outfit.
Yes.
People were like, you look like you're about to check me in at the Ritz-Carlton.
Mm-hmm. People didn't.
Oh my God, Cody.
No.
Guys.
Okay.
Guys.
But what are your initial thoughts here? Like, just jump to conclusions, just like everyone else.
Yeah, no.
Go
be
for it.
Like everyone else.
No, it's just the jacket's a little, I don't know.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Tailcoat?
It's a, yeah.
It's a morning
suit. It's a morning suit.
Morning suit.
So we were at a wedding.
It's a tradition.
Yes.
For like British weddings to wear a morning suit.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we were at a wedding in London or in Surrey. And like Cody's best friend, Nick, who lives out there, who is British, was like, oh, borrow my morning suit. Like, that's like nice. Like you should.
He was like, and it's gonna garner a lot of respect from like the oldish, the older like British dads that are at the wedding because they'll probably all be in one.
Right, and
the
Ryan
groom
was in
the
one,
groom was wearing
and
one.
All of
his groomsmen are wearing that and a top hat.
And so
it's like, you know, if I'm somewhere, I'm gonna try and embrace the culture.
And the invite said like morning suits encouraged but not required.
Okay. Mm.
And so Cody was dressed the part. And he looked amazing.
Caitlin, the bride, was like, oh my God, I can't believe you wore that. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Just
meanwhile,
like
I'm getting fucking roasted in my car. What the fuck is that suit? I'm like, Jesus.
No, I like, so people were like, don't worry. Reddit's all over. I was like, okay, I'm actually worried for you guys because he's a human and like he's doing the right thing.
No, I'm not.
It's ridiculous.
No,
though.
No.
It's
I would do the same thing. Like,
no,
you,
Cody,
we pulled it up
would,
and you were like, what the fuck is that?
No, it was
and also,
ridiculous.
I,
just shocking.
I get it. People will roast me because I roast other people. And so I'm like, I kind of am asking for it.
Okay, but I'm just saying, just for a second, be like, they're in London or they're in England. So maybe this has something to do with that.
Now that's a NordVPN user. What the fuck?
What does that even mean?
Damn, dude.
You look like you invented vitamin water.
Okay, Monopoly.
So
man.
I look like 50,
some of these roasts
50
are pretty
cent.
Good.
Didn't he invent vitamin water? 50 Cent?
I don't think he invented vitamin water, no.
Cooking up vitamin water.
It's also the shock factor of...
Okay, Monopoly, man. See, that one's pretty good because...
No, like, some like that is funny, but, like, I just think some people... Like, for people to be like, what the fuck is Cody wearing?
Yeah, like, I know. Like, what is this outfit? Like...
I cannot believe... Like, it's just like, guys, it's fine. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
Fashion.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of it? For once in your fucking lives. No. I'm just kidding, you guys. I love you so much. You're so sweet and amazing.
You're beauts. You're real beauts.
You are all beauts. I'm just delusional.
Absolute beauties.
It's also just a shock factor of people aren't used to seeing you in glasses. Your hair's doing a little funny thing. So you combine all
there's
of that stuff.
There's a lot going on,
like,
yes.
The wine glass.
A glass of
rosé. We do look like we're headed to two different events.
Yeah. Why? Really? Where?
Kels looks stunning, here? By the way.
Thanks, Ryan.
It's true.
Thank you. Kenny?
Back off, Ryan.
Kelsey,
I'm just
you
kidding.
Glowing.
I'm kidding. No, I think that it was fun and we both looked wonderful. And I think that I loved your morning suit. And I just, sorry I yelled at everyone for making fun of Cody in the comments. I just think that just one little Google search, you would have seen why he was wearing that. What do you wear to a British wedding? Morning suit.
Now we know. Honestly, we're more informed now.
We're more informed.
Yeah. So if you guys ever go to a British wedding,
I'm going to wear a morning suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can borrow Nick's.
Yeah.
And I'll bring morning buns. Yeah. And I'll have...
You'll have a morning bun. Morning wood.
Morning you're actually supposed to be fully torqued. The pants are tailored.
Out.
The pants are tailored extra loose in the crotch. Get the tube. What'd you say?
His tube's out.
Shoes.
Is that your tube?
Is that your tube?
Blimey.
You got your tube out there.
It's tradition. Yeah, so anyways, all in all, great time. I love a good salad cream.
It was so much fun.
Salad cream sandwich from M&S.
And we also got a call on the caterpillar cake.
We did, yeah.
I really wanted to try one of those.
Jaffa cakes.
I didn't like those. Sorry.
What else did we have?
Sorry, what are those?
Jaffa cakes. They're like little like biscuits that are orange and chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Pretty classic British snack. Yeah.
And we just had some other, they just have like such good candy there.
Yeah.
It was great. And the wedding really was beautiful. And it was, shout out Ryan and Caitlin.
Yeah. They're the best.
Because it was wonderful. And that's what brought us to London in the first place. And then we got to see other friends of ours and Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. And yeah, then we got back. And next day I got LASIK, right? Or two days later. Yeah, so thank God I don't have to wear fucking glasses anymore.
It's crazy.
I hate it.
It's so crazy. I was thinking like last night when you were like laying in bed and I came in, like every time I have to show.
I can see you perfectly.
No, I know. Every time I show Cody something like on my phone at night, it's like.
Yeah, I'm like.
This.
Can't see it.
And I showed him something really quick and he saw it and we had a conversation. And then he fell asleep and I was like, whoa, that's never happened before. Like he actually.
It's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
It is pretty damn cool.
They say it's life changing. Like.
It definitely is, I think.
Yeah. I'm really excited for you.
It's just weird that you had like lasers pointed at your eyes like a few days ago and you're already back just being a normal human.
I know, that's the craziest part. Literally that night I was looking at my computer working like nothing happened.
Fuck.
It was crazy.
Yeah. It's so quick.
Did you have to drive him back and then like, I don't know. I picture him being like blindfolded and you being like, Cody, go around. Watch, there's a curb
here.
Yeah,
there was like they gave him, like he has to keep his eyes closed for a certain amount of hours after. And so they gave him like a sleeping pill. And so he took the sleeping pill like 20 minutes before we got home.
And I was and I was on Valium. So
yeah.
Faded as fuck.
But then, I just like brought him in.
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
He was back from his old videos.
He was like, Kelsey,
the whole time.
I love you, but do I?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That.
So I brought him in and then like I just like kind of put him to bed and I went in and checked on him every once in a while. And then there was like a halfway mark where like he was like, I went in. And my friend Emma was over, and so Emma and I were just like sitting on the couch talking for like the 8 hours that Cody was asleep. And I would like periodically go in and check on him, and there was one time where like he was awake, but his eyes were closed, and he was obviously still like feeling the sleeping pill, and he's like, any sort of like snack? And I was like, what do you want for a snack? And you were like, I don't know, just some sort of snack. And I was like, an Oreo. I was like, an Oreo.
That's how I felt. Snack.
So I brought him one single Oreo, and he just was like, just sat there eating it, and then was like, I have to pee. And I was like, okay. So like got him up, walked him over to the bathroom.
He walked me to the bathroom and just like held me as I pissed. Like, and I was like, am I pissing in the toilet?
Positioned him over the toilet and was like, you're good. And then like brought him back into the bed and was like, okay, 3 more hours, bye. And just ran out of the room and he fell back asleep.
Yeah.
You asked for another Oreo, and I was like, okay. And then never brought you one because I figured you'd fall back asleep.
I was going to say, is there any type of snack is like the quintessential Cody Co line. Is there any type of snack?
Yeah.
Like,
he loves the snack.
That's Cody. Yeah.
I do say that a lot, like verbatim.
Yeah. Got any kind of snack? Is there anything?
Any kind of snack going on?
Yeah.
Well, in the studio, is there any kind of snack?
Which is funny because like every time I go to the grocery store, I feel like I'm always like, we got to get some snacks. And you're like, we don't need more snacks.
Yeah.
But then you're always looking for the snacks.
That's why we don't need them, because if they're around, I'm
going to
eat them.
Expensive.
How much time do I have to tell you about these snacks?
Sing the line, Harry.
Be nicer in the comments.
Oh my God, I'm screaming at you, everyone, today. I'm so sorry.
There's two types of self-control. There's self-control when it's right in front of you and you can say no. Mm-hmm. You know, you can hold yourself back. And then there's self-control where you know that's not an option for you, mm-hmm. so then you just don't have it around. You make sure it's not around.
Yeah.
That's my type of self-control.
Yes, and I have the exact opposite kind of self-control. Yeah. I like to make sure that everything that I might possibly ever want in any situation ever is in front of me.
Get
just
this.
In case. And then I don't ever really do anything with it.
Get this. We'll get frozen.
Get this,
you guys. Get this shit.
Get
you
won't believe this.
Check this out.
Any sort of snack around here, by the way? We'll like order frozen yogurt for delivery, and it'll show up, right? And so you wait, like you order dessert like after dinner. Like you normally order dessert when you want dessert. Like you've finished dinner already. You don't preemptively order dessert.
Totally.
You know? Mm-hmm. So you wait 30 minutes. So by the time it shows up, you're like, okay, I should have had this 30 minutes ago. Let's eat. And she'll take it and she'll put it. She'll be like, no, it's not frozen enough. And she'll put it in the freezer for another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I just could never do that.
I'm
like, it's here. Finally, I've waited 30 minutes.
It makes me sad because I feel like sometimes you don't actually even get to enjoy things
it's
to their
not
fullest
about enjoying
potential.
What's it?
It is genuinely
inhaling
about
it.
Enjoying it. Like I don't think Cody has never actually enjoyed a meal because he's never tasted it. He's never once tasted a meal. Like it is like I'm on my second bite and he's like, "That was the best meal I've ever had in my life." And it's like if you like yesterday. I'm like, I want to, I did nothing. Cody made lasagna soup.
Yeah, yeah, which was fire.
Oh my God, so good. We should have it again tonight.
Well, yeah, it's like
we have leftovers. Yeah. Anyway, sorry guys, we're planning our dinner for leftovers. And so we like sit down, we have these nice bowls of lasagna soup and there's 2 Love Island episodes to watch. And I'm like, let's sit on the couch and eat our lasagna soup and watch Love Island. He's like, no.
I'm like, and I'm. She's like. She turns to the couch. She's like, why don't we sit down and
like,
watch?
The
and she turns. Wait. She turns
thing.
Around and I'm like finishing the first bowl. I'm like,
he's like,
oh, so fucking
no,
good.
We can't. And then I have to go on the computer and find the episodes. And I was like, Cody, it is steaming hot. Like,
oh yeah. And I burnt my tongue. I couldn't even taste it.
No. There's just absolutely no way he was ever enjoying it because it was so fucking hot. Like I couldn't take a bite without being like it was so hot. And so I'm like, so finally I said,
put
the spoon down.
Done.
No, I said, put the bowl and the spoon down. Let it cool off for a second and pull up Love Island. This is getting out of hand.
And I did. And I did not regret it.
It's nice when you can taste the food.
Yeah.
And with my frozen yogurt,
I want
frozen yogurt, I don't
week.
Want soup.
My tongue's fucked.
Is it?
It's burnt to a crisp.
That's what you get.
So, yeah, but I'm... No, I get it. I get it. I 100% get it.
So, yeah.
Get this. And then you just, like, tell this story, and now you're like, yeah. No, actually, you're right. Like,
no, I get why she does it. I don't get it. I would never do it.
I think we should
try... I would
try,
never, ever
we
put
should
it
try
in this
switching
freezer.
Roles for like a week.
Yeah.
And just see.
I could never do it.
I just like so badly want you to know.
No, but you don't think because you want me to enjoy it the way that you enjoy it. But I have my own definition of enjoy.
That's true. That's true. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to gaslight you into doing my way.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'm sorry.
No, but it's... But I also did like watching... Are you guys watching Love Island this season?
No.
Oh,
it's good.
It's actually really good.
It is. It's a first season that's like sucked us in a bit.
Yeah.
So we're enjoying it.
Yeah, we're getting sucked off by it for sure. Sucked into it.
Yes.
For sure.
Sucked in.
It's sucked into it. And it's good. It's really good.
It is really good.
I like it.
What makes this season so good?
It's just sometimes there's just good cast.
Yeah. You know?
And like this, the dynamic is great. There's a lot of people just like playing
the
everyone's,
field.
Everyone seems to, I feel like in past seasons, they've sort of skewed more, like they're skewing more and more sort of like family friendly or like PG rated, where it's all about love and it's not about like hooking up or like hot people. It's more about like finding real connections. But this season, I feel like everyone is staying open.
Yes.
Like a lot of them are like, I'm not close. Like a lot of them last season, I feel like in the season before, people like paired up right away and they're like boyfriend and girlfriend right away. And it's like, hey, that's not real.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people are like, no, I want to date.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because they get into a lot of fights.
Yes. It just keeps things a little bit spicier.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. Kind of the point of the show is to see the spice a lot of the time. And it's not always easy when everybody's just in love all the time.
Yeah.
But...
So yeah, it's good.
It's good. We've been enjoying
it. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Black Mirror yet. Still got to do that.
I've heard it's like really dark.
I'm not a horror fan. I won't watch scary movies.
Horror
yeah.
fan?
Horror.
Also, you know,
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The
not
first
a fan
episode.
Of whores.
Stop.
I mean, you can't if you wanna. Whatever. Do what you wanna do with your body. The first episode really good. Not a lot of death, and then episodes 2 and 3 have a lot of like they're pretty shockingly like. Death and horror, and I told Jill, I was like, you have to watch the last ones and just let me know which ones I can watch because I couldn't sit through.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty shocking, but they're good.
Do you want to watch it? Cody doesn't like horrors movies.
I don't like
you like horrors.
I'm just
horrors.
You like horrors?
What are we talking about here?
Let's just stick to the script on this one, I think, boys.
I don't like horrors, and I generally, I mean, I like Black Mirror, but like sometimes it does get a little bit too dark.
It's like yeah.
Too close to reality.
Episode 2 is yeah. Just disturbing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched?
I don't like disturbing shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like too interested in watching it. I do like scary stuff. I do find joy in that yeah. Sometimes. It depends on what it is. But I like a little thrill. But I think Black Mirror is just so dark.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll end up watching it, honestly.
I'll watch it with you, but we'll be scared.
Yeah.
But Chili will be there to protect us.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God. Kenny, you wanted a post-Iron Man training update?
I think we all do, yeah.
I'm sure you guys are waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, that's,
do we, guys?
That's definitely what I was wondering about when I sat down.
Who wants that?
Well, rest easy, guys. Oh. I will update you.
No one.
Yeah, I think the main thing.
What?
No one wants it.
No, one.
No, guys.
Should we skip this?
You don't have to pretend like you don't want an update, okay? You guys, haha, very funny. No, I get it. I get it. You're being a little embarrassed.
You don't have a whole
how
channel.
Bad you want an update from me. I get it.
You don't have a
Let's
whole
get
channel
it over with
dedicated.
Quickly.
Well, guys. You did. Yeah, I guess you did watch the last Cody Trains video, so you kind of know. And you live with me, too.
I do. I live with you. No, I yeah. Definitely know.
I saw, the 50-miler that I'm training for, sort of, I feel like I'm just starting this week to actually train for it. And it might be a trail run, so I'm like, okay, I got to go out and run the trails.
Hmm.
But there's nobody on the trails, and I'm scared shitless of mountain lions. I feel like with all these videos of sharks attacking people on Twitter, and like it's and orcas attacking people too. Have you seen those?
Yeah,
I haven't seen them
on trails or
no. But I'm like, what's the next trend? Yeah. It's gonna be videos of mountain lions fucking eating people.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. You know, when I was in elementary school, sorry to take away from the
please
training.
Do please do.
Really quickly though, when I was in elementary school, we were on
the
lockdown.
Runs have been going pretty well.
We were on lockdown because there was a mountain lion in the building next door.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. When I was training for the ultra last year, right? Mm-hmm. I've said this before like
yes,
three times now,
yes.
But I'm going to say it again.
Should I say it with you?
No, but sure. I would go to the trail alone, right? Don't actually say it.
Oh. I thought it was a fun little thing
Cody
that
Train's
could do.
Never post another video again. This is it.
I thought it was a fun little improv thing we were doing there, but that's okay.
It was a little improv exercise.
Kelsey, you know if the roles were reversed, right when he picks back up, he would do it. So
I know.
But yeah. I bet. So I would go to this trail and I would train. It's like a 7-mile loop or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I would do it twice. And so I'd be out there for like 3-4 hours by myself. Didn't see a single person the whole time. And the whole time I'm like shitting myself about mountain lions, but then I'd forget. And then I'd be like, they're not out here, man. Like they are probably somewhere, but they're not going to, there's an entire mountain range. The chances of you running into one are like very slim. And then when I was training, mm-hmm. I saw a dead mountain lion on the road, on PCH, right next to the trailhead. And this thing was like 3,000-4,000 pounds.
Oh my God.
No,
that's
but it,
not
it must
how
have been 500
was.
Pounds. Literally, this mountain lion was 4, huge.
4,000 pounds.
Just dead in the middle of the road. And I was like, this is the trailhead. It's right here. They were there the whole time. I'm lucky that I got away scot-free.
Yeah.
So now every time I go back out there, I'm like tempting fate.
You should bring bear spray. Not wood.
Knock on wood.
I think the front of the desk or side panels. You can maybe get some wood.
This
is wood.
Is that wood?
This isn't wood.
That's like the side. Yeah.
So anyways, that's the update.
I want to start getting this out there now. You raised 50K for After School All-Stars, and we would love to have Arnold on the pod.
He sent me a letter.
No shit.
Yeah.
What did it say?
A letter. It says Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. What? What?
Do you think that he actually sent that?
He signed it.
Do you think so?
No, I mean, yes, he did sign it. That's his. You think his team forged his signature?
No,
that
but
would
like,
I might be
really
breaking an NDA that I formerly signed, but I did. I was an assistant at a production company, and they signed a bunch of books that this person had, you know, given out at mm-hmm. like a signing, and I was in charge of being in the basement with boxes and boxes and boxes of books
mm-hmm.
with a fucking
Sam?
Machine that holds a Sharpie and goes.
Oh, that's interesting, Kenny.
Actually.
And I had to make sure it was aligned and that they were like straight and that they looked human.
Okay,
and so
okay. I will argue. I mean, that's fucking crazy.
I'm not saying
that
Arnold
that
did
thing.
That, but it's
but
a possibility.
But I would say for a production company and for a charity, those are two different levels of like fucked up. If we ever, if we somehow get in touch with Arnold, right?
Yes.
I mean, he wrote me this letter, so, you know, I'm sure like it'll kind of be easy. It's kind of an open line of communication at this point.
Okay.
If we get him on the podcast.
Yes, you should ask him.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if we do and he, like, knows my story, then it's like, okay, well, then you are aware.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Does it say anything in here about making an appearance on the podcast? About being a big fan of Insanely
Chill?
Or okay.
No, it says, what a champion you are.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. It would be really great for him to come on Insanely Chill dressed as, in full costume and makeup, his Batman character, Mr. Freeze. That would be so thematically on point for us.
I'm sure he'd be really down for that.
He'd say,
yeah.
What does he say? It's time to chill. Take a chill pill. Zach, can we actually pull up Mr. Freeze? I think we all need to see this.
Yeah.
Pull up Mr. Freeze.
I actually would like to see Mr. Freeze.
Maybe even a clip of Mr. Freeze saying it's time to chill or whatever he says. And then he blasts somebody with a freezer gun. It was one of the worst Batman movies, notoriously. Yeah, there we go.
Oh my God. He's
that
so fucking cool.
Yeah, damn, dude.
I'm sure we could get him to dress up like this.
Yeah, can he come on and...
There's no shot.
Remember
dude, I will dress like Mr. Freeze if he doesn't do it. And
you should
on.
Do it.
I'll
That's and, you we have way more of a chance of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do
and
it.
And then he punches me in the face.
You
and
should
I'm,
you should do this actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time to chill.
It's time to chill. Damn, dude.
And then you would just have to sit here for an hour in that
costume. No, you can do
Is
the
that
robe
all that guy
version.
Does?
Oh God.
Wow.
You could do that one. Where is all right,
guys,
robe?
I gotta go. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
And you guys, I love you, do I? Huh?
Thanks for watching, guys.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. New merch, remember? Kodashofficial.com. And thanks for joining us again. Give us a 5-star rating and all that stuff.
Please.
All that fun garbage. Thank
you. Love you guys.
And I love you.